I'm Theodore Henry with GIS Evening News for Monday, August 22. Coming up, 90% increase in maintenance grants for all schools starting September. UK Department for International Development provides grant assistance to inner-city youth. And Health Ministry to kickstart Hype School Tour in October. The details after this message.
Students 16 to 18 years old, listen up.
After fifth form, where next?
The Career Advancement Programme, CAP.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information offers 2 additional years of training to prepare you for higher learning and the job market.
Free tuition available at more than 100 institutions island-wide in partnership with the HeartTrust NTA, National Youth Service, Registered Apprenticeship Programme, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning.
For more information and to register, go to moey.gov.jm.
Call 9679020 or 9677802. Or email CAP at moey.gov.jm.
Now the news. Primary and secondary schools across the island are to benefit from a 90% increase in maintenance grants at the start of the new academic year in September. Minister of Education, Senator Ruel Reid, says the allocation per capita will be increased to $2,500, up from approximately $1,000 for the next financial year.
We are dispatching the maintenance grant to your schools as we speak. This sector is not at all being underserved.
Senator Reid was speaking at a Region 6 back-to-school meeting held at the Cedar Grove Academy in Portmore, St. Catherine recently. The Education Minister says government is looking at several recommendations and initiatives to further develop the sector. The government is calling on more corporate companies to partner with the island's educational institutions in a bid to boost their outputs. The appeal comes from State Minister of Education Floyd Green as he addressed the Educom Cooperative Credit Union Limited 2016 Scholarship Awards ceremony in Kingston recently. Mr. Green says although partnerships are vital at every level, emphasis must be given to early childhood institutions, ECIs. He's urging companies to adopt ECIs so that they can become certified.
We have to continue giving and helping to support our educational system. No matter how much the government does, we need strong corporate support. Because we know if we get it right at that level, it will be better all along the spectrum of education.
Meanwhile, Mr. Green is commending Educom for its contribution to the education sector. 91 bursaries and 9 scholarships valued at $1.3 million were awarded to secondary and tertiary level students under the Educom Cooperative Credit Union Limited 2016 Scholarship Program. The Department for International Development, DFID, of the United Kingdom, UK, has signed a grant agreement with Fight for Peace in Jamaica to provide positive alternatives to inner-city youth. The program's youth committee, which includes young people from Hannatown, Denhamtown, Trenchtown, Fletcher's Land, Parade Gardens, and Tivoli Gardens, has named the Jamaican version of the initiative Kick Out Crime and Violence. It uses boxing and martial arts combined with education, employability, youth leadership, and supporting services to help youth from these communities realize their full potential.
Prevention is our primary goal, and it is the best place for us to make our serious investment. Prevention is better than cure, and it is always going to be more cost-effective to treat with prevention than to deal with it as a response.
State Minister for National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., speaking recently at a signing ceremony at Up Park Camp in Kingston. Mr. Charles Jr. says the ministry intends to roll out a similar program aimed at preventing young people from getting involved in criminal activities. And the Ministries of Health and Education, Youth and Information will kickstart the Health Youth Positive Energy Hype School Tour in October. The program aims to promote healthy lifestyle choices among young people. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the ministry is making a concerted effort to roll out the Hype program in all schools across the island.
The mind is most fertile in the earliest stages of development. So let's try and see if we can influence them. We're going to be trying to move that program more aggressively, the HYPE program, Health Youth Positive Energy School Tour, to bring greater awareness to creative and innovative ways schools have been promoting health, and particularly the ways that students have become advocates of healthy lifestyle.
In the first instance, the HYPE School Tour will take place in institutions across the Southern, Southeast, Northeast, and Western regional health authorities. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.